Hey guys, and welcome to season 2 of the Come As You Are podcast, where family and friends testify of the goodness of God in their lives. I'm your host, Gracie, and I'm just so overjoyed and thankful that the Lord has just given me this opportunity, and I just cannot wait to see what He does this season. I hope that whenever you listen to the episodes from this season, that you get a glimpse into the raw, real, and vulnerable side of life. And I genuinely just want it to feel like you are just chit-chatting with one of your friends. So with that being said, come as you are, take a seat, and listen to what God has done in the lives of others, because He is willing and able to do the same for you. Hey guys, I am back and I'm so excited to be back at the Come As You Are podcast. And I said at, but I meant on the Come As You Are podcast. But anyways, today I have already tried to record this episode once, if I'm being so real with you. And I realized that I didn't even touch on half the stuff that I wanted to touch on. And so I am back and now I have my notes and we are going to see, if I will get through this and remember to get through everything. So, I wanted to touch on where I've been first and foremost, and just talk to y'all about this past season of my life, because I've been gone for 5 months, haven't posted in 5 months. And there were many times whenever I thought that I was going to get it together and post, and I didn't, and I would make announcements and be like, oh, I'm coming back. But then I was like, I can't find the time and all of these things, because life was so busy, which isn't an excuse to do something that the Lord has prompted you to do. But whenever it's not stemming from what you do in private, in your quiet time with the Lord, it becomes like a chore. And whenever it becomes like a chore, which is really what happened for me, it just felt like something to check off my to-do list, you get burnt out. And this past 5 months, I was really burnt out and I wanted to start it again and knew that the Holy Spirit was prompting me to start it again, but I was just so burnt out. And so I want to touch on that. I also want to touch on the goals for this new season, this podcast, because I can't remember if I said it, but this is season 2. We are starting a brand new season. There's going to be new graphics, new everything, which is really exciting. And I am so excited to see what the Lord's going to do in this season. And so, yeah, let's just dive in, shall we? That was crazy. Anyways, so first and foremost, Whenever I last released that podcast, I got a new job shortly after, and coming from somebody who hardly ever worked, I was working, I want to say upwards 20 hours a week, and that was a lot at the time, and it was a very physically demanding job, and I was literally so exhausted by the time that I got home. It was crazy, but I held that job throughout all of the summer. And even though my hours got cut, I was still working quite a bit. Although the last week before I started a new job, I had 5 hours that week, which was crazy, but it's okay. I loved that job, loved the people that I met there. There were some so incredible people there. Shout out to my girl, Emma Grace. Love that girl. She has such a heart for Christ, but it was such a blessing to get to work there and just get to witness to some of the people there. So that was a wonderful season in my life, but also just very busy. And like I said, I'm going to touch on that, because I was also taking summer classes and I was trying to cram in like summer classes and working. And also we had church camp this summer. We had kids camp and teens camp. So that was 2 weeks that I was doing and volunteering there, which what the Lord did at those camps, insane. Like, it just blows my mind the way that the Lord works. Like, it just is insane. The way that lives were healed and restored. And it was just crazy. Like the way that the Lord just pours out his presence upon his people. It is something I'll never get tired of. And it just makes me so excited for heaven. And anyways, and just like a goal of mine to get as close to heaven on earth as possible. But the Lord really did do a move at church camp, but with that came exhaustion. And I was literally so worn out that doing the podcast was the last thing that I was even thinking about, if I'm being so honest. And so once again, kept putting it off. And then it was just crazy, a crazy summer. And I do think that it was a much needed break, because once I started like sort of picking back up and recording some episodes again, I have two that are going to come out in the next 2 weeks. I just think that it was a needed break to be like really ground myself in the Lord and be like, okay, I just need to know what you want me to do with this and all of these things. And he for sure has just guided me every step of the way. And so where I'm at now is I started a new job as a teacher assistant, which if you don't know me, I'm going to school to be a teacher. And so this is a wonderful opportunity for me. And I'm so thankful that the Lord opened this door. And so that's what's going on in my life right now, along with doing some social media stuff for my church, which has been so fun and so exciting to get to do, because it helps me with like my creativity, I guess. And it's just so fun to get to do that and make graphics, make reels, all of the things. And so that's been a huge blessing as well to get to do that. And yeah, so that's a little rundown, little short rundown. And I do believe that in episodes in the future, I'll probably do a deeper dive of like just that season, because there were some struggles in that season that I do think that a lot of people struggle with. And I want to be vulnerable in all of these things. So that's probably going to come in the near future. And so anyways, diving back into just my little list that I have for myself, I do want to talk about the goals for this season of the podcast, because it's season two and I'm so excited. But with that, I want to take a deep dive of what you can expect this season, which I don't think that it's going to be much different than the last season, because people are still going to get on here and share their testimony, share what the Lord has laid on their hearts and all of those things. But this season, I really do want to aim to do a little less editing and a little more of like, I guess, raw footage of like just sitting down and chit-chatting and all of these things, and kind of making it feel like you're in the room. Because I do think that there's a sort of like connection whenever you allow the episode to just run, because I just think that it makes it feel more real and a little less choppy, if I'm being honest. And so I want to really focus on the rawness and the realness of conversation this season, and just all of those things, as well as just being vulnerable, being real with the struggles. Because sometimes on here, it's easy to get on here and be like, yeah, like this is great, all is well. And, you know, although it is true that the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I will stand by that statement, I'm covered by the blood and I am a born again believer, that also entails that there's going to be struggles in my life, and I don't want to avoid talking about those this season. I want to be real with you guys and chit chat about those kinds of things, because so many people try to avoid it. And I'm saying that from somebody who tried to avoid struggling. And I made a video on TikTok here recently about how, like, the way that my mind works is I'm like, if I don't address that I'm struggling, I'm not struggling. And so I do want to be a little bit better about addressing that I'm struggling and being real about that struggle and not bringing it to you guys to vent about my struggle, but bringing it to you guys to be like, look, life is real. This is real. Struggle is real. But also testify of how the Lord is helping me through that struggle, because every single struggle that I've had, He has guided and protected me. And so I just, like I said, I want to be real this season. And so that's really what I'm aiming to do this season. And I'm just so excited for that. But with that being said, in closing this episode, which it was a very short episode, but I knew it was going to be, because I don't want to dig too deep into all of the things that the Lord has taught me in the 5 months that I was away. But I did want to just give a little rundown of the basics of like where I've been, what I've been doing, why I haven't been posting, all of these things. And so with that being said, I did want to share a scripture that the Lord has, you know, really laid on my heart and just shown me and brought up in so many different parts of my life and different just places that I've gone. Like that girl that I was talking about, Emma Grace, me and her co-lead a Bible study with the girls from my past job. And she was talking about Psalm 16, and this verse got brought up, and I was like, wow, I need to be reminded of this more often. Because one of the struggles that I did have, I will touch on this, was really, I've struggled with being like, making sure that I was going on the right path and all of those things. And in the terms of not saying like going down the right path of life as in like the narrow or the wide road, but like the sense of, Lord, I want to make sure that I'm doing and accepting the right jobs and doing what I need to do. And just, I was stressing out, to be completely honest, and I was worrying 24/7 and all these things. And it all stems to the fact that I wasn't really seeking the Lord. I was just choosing to worry about it instead of praying about it. And so with that being said, I stumbled upon this at Bible study, and then I sort of held it really close to my heart in this season. It's Psalm 16:11 that says, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." And I just wanted to touch on this because I think it's so important to know that as long as you are seeking the face of the Lord and you are making Him your priority, everything will fall into place. Matthew 6:23, where it talks about seek first the kingdom of God and all of these things will be added unto you. Sorry, my mind went blank. But I'm going to check that real quick because the last thing I want to do is misquote scripture. But it talks about, you know, seeking Him first, and everything else is going to fall into place, and you don't have to worry about what your next step will be, because He will guide you every single step of the way, as long as you allow Him and are obedient to Him. And so yeah, I'm going to check that scripture and read it to y'all, the, you know, word for word version out of the NASB. But it says, where is it? I think I quoted what scripture it was. 6:33, not 23. Sorry, guys. It says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own." And that's 34. Anyways, that's funny. But I just want to encourage anybody that's maybe struggling with that same thing, just seek the Lord and He will make known His path unto you. And so Yeah, with that being said, I think I'm going to close out, and I just want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. It was a short episode. I knew it was probably going to be a short episode, but I did want to come on here and address some things and really just be real as to where I've been, what I've been doing, all of these things, and let y'all know that I haven't put this like completely off at all. It's just been one of those things that I kind of put on the back burner and allowed it to be literally my last priority. But we are back, and I'm so excited for what the Lord's going to do this season. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Come As You Are. I'm so grateful that you chose to spend the time to listen to the testimonies of my friends and family. The Lord is so faithful and a present help in time of need, and we have seen that through the eyes of other people's stories. Maybe you find yourself in that place right now, searching, wondering, and chasing after something to fill the void that you have inside. I want you to know that you are not alone by any means, and that we all have this void, and the only way that it can be filled is by Jesus Christ. Jesus was born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, was brutally beaten, then died a sinner's death on a cross, and then he was buried in a tomb. He did all of this for you, and he did it for me, to save us from the grip of sin in our lives so that we may have forgiveness and be set free. But the good news is, it doesn't end there. 3 days later, he rose from the grave, proving that death and hell is defeated in the powerful name of Jesus. And this Jesus wants a relationship with you. He loves you, and he wants to set you free from the stronghold of sin, brokenness, and burdens, and show you that there is so much more to life. John 3:16 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." This verse wraps up the gospel completely. It tells us that God loves the world so much that he sent his one and only Son, and that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he did all of that in just hopes that you would come to him. And how you do that is simply by calling upon his name, admitting that you are a sinner and need a saving, and believing in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead 3 days later. And the Bible tells us that in Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then it goes on to tell us in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "For he says, at the acceptable time, I listened to you, and on the day of salvation, I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." This scripture makes it clear that today is the day of salvation. There is no need to wait whenever the Holy Spirit is tugging at you to come to the Father. If you have made the decision to follow Christ for the first time, recommit yourself to Christ, or have any questions, please email us at ccomeasyouaree.pod@gmail.com with your decisions or questions. Thanks again for listening to Come As You Are. We will see you next Monday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Love you guys.